Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Question 844-999 Hola.
Random.
All right, Ted. I'm going to have you guess this guy's name. And I'm assuming it's a name. We had this discussion earlier. Apparently, it's a nickname for either gonorrhea or chlamydia.
Clap.
Hello, Clap. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Clap, welcome to the program. Random question. We got one right here for you. All right, Clap, what has been stolen from you? What has someone stole?
When I was living in my ex-girlfriend's house, I kept my car door unlocked, and I used to smoke my weed out right next to the car and leave it in there. Somebody broke into my car and stole my weed.
Nothing else, just the weed?
Literally just the weed. I had my $5,000 set of golf clubs right in the back seat. They were perfectly fine. There was a mess all over the front seat.
Yeah, but look, well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. At that moment, because if you're breaking into anything, you'd like to do it as quickly as you can. So, man, those are really expensive golf clubs that I could fence.
They knew what they were looking for. You know, that's the only reason they were.
What kind of irons do you have?
They're Callaway Apex.
That's why, because they wanted the Rogue Pros. So they're looking for a different set of clubs. That's why they left those in the back, I think. I'll be honest with you. I'm stolen both.
$500 themselves.
Yeah. I think golf clubs are one of those things that you can't really steal because they're custom fit to you. Yeah, but you're not stealing golf clubs for you. I mean, I would think when someone's going through your car, money and drugs are going to keep for them. Something like golf clubs, I could go to you, say, Miles, I got some hot-ass golf clubs you want to buy. And you can say, man, I don't, but I know someone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it. I didn't steal the golf clubs, but I bought a driver in a parking lot, and they resold to somebody else.
It was meticulously every little piece that I had in there that was around, you know, the weed was gone.
The other thing, based on what Miles has told me, I don't play golf, Miles plays it. If I discovered weed in your car and also knew you had golf clubs, I'd at least dig through your bag to find more weed.
Because I know you got more drugs in your bag.
True.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Miles tipped me off.
Was it the same drug or was it a different drug?
Oh, no, it was only weed.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, people have all kinds of things in their golf bag. Trust me, I've seen everything being whipped out of a golf bag before.
And this is your own golf bag.
Not mine. I mean, I've seen it all. Trust me, I've seen it all come out of a golf bag where I'm like, wow, you keep that in there? Okay.
It's amazing. I feel like if I'm a cop, right, and I pull you over for whatever, and then I'm suspicious you might be up to something else. You have a meticulous car. You're dressed well. If I see those golf clubs, I'm like, all right, sir, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you the option. All right, we're going to play a game today. Do you want me to search the car or do you want me to search your golf bag? My money says search my car.
Search the car. Oh, look, man, and I've gotten in a lot of trouble for this before, but it's just true. If you have a girlfriend on the side, let's say you're married, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a girlfriend on the side, just keep her in your golf bag. No one will ever find out.
That's where she stays.
It's the greatest hiding spot ever.
What zipper is she in? You keep telling everybody.
Yeah, but no one's listening, and no one's really paying attention to the gravity of what I'm saying.
Oh, I guarantee you there's some guy that had a bad Sunday morning because his wife went in his golf bag.
I listened to that man show.
And then they went into my golf bag.
Right now there could be a couple sitting in a car being like, what's in your golf bag? He's like, honey, I don't know. Miles is crazy.
Just look at him. If he's sweating.
I found your girlfriend in your golf bag.
But here's the thing. Don't worry about what's in his golf bag.
He's a human being.
When he plays golf, he's getting away. Look, I don't care what you do. 8-9 hours, you're going to be gone. Do whatever it is you're going to do, because here's my thing.
anytime someone shows back up home, you would rather them be high on anything than drunk. Because when they're drunk, they're annoying. When they're high, they're fine.
There's a reason the golf bag stays in the car.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, we had down at Red Festival. Miles said, hey, I'll drive down. I got to put my base in. Opened it up. First thing Miles says, ah, damn, man, I got to move my golf clubs. Like, they're just there.
It's always in the safe place, in the trunk, you know? The reason we asked what was stolen from you, a suspended Long Island judge pleaded guilty to sneaking into his neighbor's home and stealing panties from her clothes hamper. Robert Sakale, who is 50, pleaded guilty to second-degree attempted burglary before the judge, and he is a judge. He is said to have just left the home of a different neighbor prior to arriving at the second neighbor's home. First neighbor was identified as a 23-year-old former intern at the attorney's office close to where the judge used to work. Police found that the judge had several pairs of panties stuffed down his suit jacket and raincoat when they apprehended him. He violated the law, the public's trust, and the victim's sense of security. Today's disposition holds him accountable for his actions and serves justice. Yes, the judge was breaking into...
But it's always a weird thing. Like, if you break into anyone's house, even if they broke in and made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, your security, privacy, you still feel violated, right? Someone breaks in your house, they steal your TV, your stereo, you call the insurance company, and you're angry. Someone breaks in your house and steals underwear, it's just creep. Because they never, not saying never, you rarely hear that some dude stole women's underwear out of the drawer. It's always out of the dirty clothes.
Well, the judge admitted in court, and they never asked him, but he admitted that he entered the home on multiple occasions. So they said, did you do this one time? And he said, yeah, not only that, but I did a lot more than that, adding that he would leave abruptly in an effort to avoid getting caught. Quote,
well, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the
part. I went into the house to take the panties again, but left when I heard someone home. The panties I had on are from the other times that I went into the house. The panties that I had on are the panties that I had other times when I went into the house. He will be sentenced in November and likely get 5 years of probation and then have to register as a sex offender.
All right, let me throw it for anyone who has that fetish and wants to steal women's used underwear. If you've ever gone into a place and you're disappointed, because we all picture the same thing, right? It's like a G-string or something sexy. But you go to this woman's house, you've decided she is the person whose underwear you have to have. And it's like granny panties or, like, have you ever been disappointed and left them? Like, the is it about the underwear and who wears it?
Yes. But he knew the woman.
I know, but what I'm saying is you know this woman, and it turns out, I don't know what the equivalent of a guy wearing tidy whities, whatever the ugliest women's underwear is that disappointing or is your fetish beyond that?
Depends on what you like.
Yeah.
Because if it's dirty, I got to think it wouldn't matter. Because it's not about the underwear itself being sexy. I would assume it's the aroma that you're looking for.
Or just the fact that they had been worn before, right? Because isn't that the deal over in Japan? The reason for the vending machines is the fact that they had been previously worn.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that stuff was much more exciting when I was a teenager, and now I'm like, it's kind of gross.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. It's like all teenage boys say the same joke. I'm going to be a gynecologist. And then, like, you think you just treat supermodels and have sex?
Yeah.
No. I never wanted to do... Look, I worked at a pizza place for a lot of years. I will eat pizza now, but for a while I got turned off from pizza. I don't want anything that makes me not interested in that.
Yeah, totally.
Like, that's the last job of it. If I had to take any job, it'd be a proctologist. Like, I don't care about it now, I won't care about it later.
Random question, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, random, Justin. Random, welcome random, to the men's room. Random.
OLA!
Justin, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's see here. Okay, Justin, you can do this one. How did you injure your privates?
How did I injure my privates?
That's correct.
Try to find a good one for you guys. But
even if it's not an injury per se, a solid blow that brought you pain.
So you kept really good care of your package then?
Yeah, and, well, I'm an avid sports goer, so there's those instances, too. And the best one I can come up with was playing soccer in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a fairly quick guy. Well, used to be. And on the field, and I'm an offensive player, so I'm running to go intercept, and he goes to clear the ball down the field, and, well, he clears it right into my junk.
Oh, yeah. And is that the end of the game for you?
No. Being brought up by former Marine, you know, you learn to be tough as nails. So I just ran through the ball, intercepted it, passed it off, and then...
Wait, you didn't stop? I know Marines are tough. I know military. I get all that. But, man... When you take a shot to the junk, I mean, what does a Marine have on you then? Because I'm pretty sure when you're doing boot camp, they don't just whack you directly there. You can take a lot of stuff, a lot, but that, it's just different, man.
It is, and I have a super high pain threshold, and I was able to just compartmentalize for that moment, and then got rid of the ball, dished it off to somebody else, and then I took my time.
Let me ask you this honestly. I know a lot of people with a high pain threshold. Everyone I know has a higher pain threshold when their adrenaline's going. So you're playing a sport, you're being competitive. All right? Take all of that out of it, and a dude just kicks a ball directly into the jug. Is your pain threshold the same as it would be in the game?
Mine's going to be different. It's definitely going to be different. Like, you're going to feel that instantaneously, whereas, you know, you may have your adrenaline going, you may have a numb feeling.
Sure.
You know, like you're stating, your adrenaline going, you're going to be a little bit more resistive to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like getting in a fight, you know, and I know the guy's hit me in the jaw 3 times, and I am still going, man, and I don't feel any pain. Then I wake up the next morning, and you're almost in tears.
A couple of months ago, I took a clearance off the junk. I crumbled, laid on the ground, they blew the whistle.
See, do you have to sit out, and then can you be brought back
me
in?
Out, yeah.
Is that the one where the chick came up and even said, like, I don't have bees, but my God, are you okay, or something?
Yeah. Like, I was just laying there, like, not laying there, but, like, crunched up like a turtle.
Sure.
And then I can hear a couple of voices. I could hear my buddy Alok. And then, yeah, when I got to the sideline, the one girl's like, I don't have those. But that was very loud. It ricocheted so bad that it almost went into the goal because the defender was clearing it.
Now, do you get credit for that goal?
It's been talked about. It would have been a legendary goal.
The first goal you've ever had would have been on your penis.
Hey, man, I think soccer says everything you need to know. If you watch men's soccer and someone's going to do that kick, the only thing they cover is, like, you would rather take a ball to the face than the junk. And these are my professionals.
Look at a free kick.
Mm-hmm.
How did you injure your privates? A young man was rushed to the hospital. We go down under after getting his genitals trapped in a belt sander. The teenager, believed to be 18 years old, was on a work site in Sydney's North Shore when the accident happened last Friday. According to the reports, not yet known how the tradesman got caught in the device.
Mm.
However, he managed to get his trousers and genitals stuck in the machine. Not one, but 2 ambulances, as well as fire and rescue. They raced to the scene. However, due to the severity of his injuries, paramedics had to get him into a stable condition before taking him to the hospital, where the device was carefully removed.
Mm.
Yes, a spokesperson said that the man had suffered suspected tears in his genitalia.
You don't say, the belt sander.
It is not known if there'll be any lasting damage from
this. There will be. It's a belt sander.
That was horrific.
If nothing else, mental scarring.
Random question, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, and here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Let's just jump right into the birthdays. Guys, I want to wish my son Dexter a happy birthday. He was born at 10:58 this morning. So how about a big old Leroy Jenkins and all of you talking all over each other about being a dad? Thanks, guys. That from Justin.
Leroy
Jenkins! Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. For me, so far, it has been both the best and
greatest thing that I've ever had. Being a dad.
It's ridiculous.
Hola amigos, today is the 11th birthday, my youngest of the two boys. Happy birthday, Matthew T, a.k.a. FS1. We love you very much. May you please have a you like that, a suck it up cupcake, and maybe Coach Ted, giving him some pointers on what to do and not to do during his first year at Leota Middle School in Woodinville. Go Lions. Thanks, guys. That from the Russian-speaking Ukrainian known as Misha.
You like that?
So, suck it up, cupcake.
This is first year in middle school?
Middle school. 11 years old.
Woo! Middle school. All right, you stepped up. You're the king of elementary school, now you're in middle school. That first year, keep that head low, son. Make some friends. As in 2 years, you're going to be the head of the middle school. And then remind it once again, you're nothing as you're the bottom of high school. So for the next 3 years, enjoy, thrive. Then we'll get to high school. But right now, it's middle school. Stay focused.
And also, you're going to find out if anything weird about you physically is there.
It's going to be awkward, so I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to get through with them. And also, as a bonus, your voice will drop.
It will drop. And don't even say you're taking another child. Your parents know what you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Guys, kind of like David Bowie or Marilyn Manson, my fiance's youngest sibling, Ziella Nix, is a unique music maker who's less male or female and more of a Martian. Can my favorite alien in law please get some love on his 21st birthday before we all blast off with some Men's Room Original Red? Nix deserves a Leroy Jenkins and some authentic dirty German talk from Wobbin. Thanks, guys. That from Jack.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ja, du siehst so dreckig aus. Fröhlichen Geburtstag zu dir.
You know, none of us know what Robin sang. About 2 weeks ago, you said something about a platypus. Now, I laughed my ass off.
It's true.
I don't remember what she said, but she's like, yeah, yesterday, something about it. And it was horrible. You should never do whatever she said to do with the platypus, but I'm always excited to know.
Guys, can you give a birthday shout-out to my husband, Ryan, with you guys talking all over yourselves about fantasy football? Thanks, guys. That from Teresa. Yeah, I'd love to talk about fantasy football.
I just
quarterback Drew Brees is out for about 6 weeks.
Smart man. I have a heart because I'm a big time
player. I don't ever want him to be in the game.
It would be the thing to do. Yeah, man, just take Lamar.
By the way, Miles, good call. I was dead wrong on the fantasy football question we had.
What does that know?
Somebody asked me. I said, you should ask Miles. Then he asked you, and we made a lineup change, and the person I selected did not have a good day.
What? Who was it? Was between Baker Mayfield and who else?
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers did not have a good day, did he?
No.
Okay.
But I have more faith in it. By the way, a lot of people play fantasy football. One of our coworkers called him VD Veggie Dog. Mm-hmm. So he always has a different theory for how he's going to pick his team. It's never rooted
nothing
in
to
sports.
Do with sports.
All right, so
correct.
2 weeks gone by, I asked him today. I said, hey, man, what was your basis for picking your team? He said, the Bible. I said, what do you mean? He goes, like, biblical names. So Matthew, think Matthew Stafford, John and all that. So all I said to him was, do you have any black people on your team? There's no ha-ha. There's no DeBrickashaw. But he assures me that he got right.
The book of ha-ha dicks.
John Matthew, right? All the standard. You get a few.
Who's the running back from New York?
Saquon? Do you think there's a Saquon in the Bible? I'm not saying there's not.
In my version, yes.
Okay. All right.
Saquon, where is the bathroom at?
If I see him, Quan.
Yeah. Could you guys give a birthday shout-out to Rachel with Coach Ted giving relationship advice, please? Thanks, guys. That from Kristen.
Rachel, Coach Ted is your guy. Sure, he's 38. Never had a successful one, but I got advice for you. And that's stay true to yourself. Keep lots of free time and try to make it longer than a year.
What longer than a year?
A relationship work, Miles.
Oh, okay.
But to be fair, you're an honest dude.
Yeah.
If it didn't last a year, it shouldn't.
Yeah, I always...
Some people are like, I can make it work. Can you?
Hey, listen, if you ever listen to the podcast, we talk about it all the time. Come to us for advice. Got plenty of it.
You know what I will say, though? I have a lot of advice. I don't really listen to myself, but it's there.
Yeah, right. I can't tell you. I can tell you. Well, yeah. Doesn't work, but listen to it.
Well, it's always easier, right? It's like sometimes people with kids, like, I'm like, listen, if you're asking me, I will give you my thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you should keep in mind, like, I have no children.
That's why I don't
have
ask
no
you.
Wife. Yeah.
All you need to know is that Ted said CPR for a kid. You said what? Hang them upside down with their ankles and shake them.
Yeah.
What better guy wouldn't ask Ted about this?
Yeah. Shout out to my boat meat buddy, you son of a bitch, Angry Andy, who is turning 28 years old. Can we get a little turtle wax with Thrill yelling the woohoos and gets in the middle? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Get!
Woo!
Get! Get!
Guys, hey. Today's my boyfriend Will's 38th birthday. How about some dirty Germans talking about big sausage? Thanks, guys, from Kelsey.
Yeah, funny you should bring up the big sausage. I have some on me now. It's called pocket sausage.
Yeah, so the best thing about the big sausage is finding the size of the buns to put it in between.
Yeah, this will fit in any buns.
Do you like a smaller bun on those sausages or a bigger bun? I'm a fan of the smaller bun, more sausage.
You know, this may shock you. I like the bun.
I do like the smaller one. I want my first bite to be mostly sausage, mm-hmm. little bite, but then you finish with the sausage.
Yeah. It's got to be the right amount, because you don't want too much roll, but I hate not having enough roll.
And you should know this, but I don't understand. If you serve sausages at your place and you got your rolls, if you put your sausage and you look in that roll and there's an inch on either end of just bread, nobody wants that.
No. Gotta cut that.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches, today's my girlfriend Christina's 40th trip around the sun. She is crazy, and we are crazy together, but who doesn't want crazy? Want to wish her a happy birthday with a time to take off the leash and the dirty Germans talking about how her filthy 40 will be just as good as the dirty 30s. Thanks, guys. That from Brandon.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah, the difference between the dirty or squirty 30 and your 40 is that you will take longer. It will be dirtier, but you would take time between sessions just because he is done, and we both know he finishes first. Wait around. He will be back.
Yeah, these 10 years, he thinks he learned nothing. Oh, enjoys his birthday. It'll be much better.
Yeah, because he's sporty 40.
Yeah. It's 10 years to practice. I hope he's ready.
Hello, Michelle. The name's Pete. I listen to you guys every day on my way home. You guys always make me laugh when I'm stuck in the traffic. This is my 42nd year on planet Earth. Earth, Earth, Earth. How about a Leroy Jenkins or a big old bong rip? Thanks, guys. And the girl, that from Pete.
Let's do this. Leroy!
I don't give a second. Got to fire up the bong, man. So it goes.
I got to pack it.
Yeah.
Pack the bong.
You already had a pack. It's amazing.
Always.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yarns and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Have a good listening contestant on the line, for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Ted, you know, a comment comes in to make a good point. You say, look, man, tried to have a relationship to last longer than a year. It says, is the Ted Smith still married to himself? Well, you are.
Well, I am. I'm talking about concubines on the side.
Oh, side action. Okay. Have you ever cheated on yourself? Is that a weird conversation?
Sadly, yes.
Ted actually married himself. He made it a public event. People showed up with gifts. It was a great
wedding.
It was good. Actually, it's one of the best weddings I've been to.
Somebody asked me about that bar just the other day, and I said, I remember that. I got married there. And he said, not that one. It was a different one. I said, how do you know? And he goes, well, Thrill did something crazy on stage, and you hit on my wife multiple times. And I was like, oh, my bad.
No, my bad, for real.
What did I do on stage?
I don't know. But either way, you came out of this looking much better than I did. He just said,
because I didn't hit on his wife.
Thrill did something crazy on stage. You kept hitting on my wife. I was just like, well, I assume she's a voluptuous woman and beautiful.
With blonde hair and big boobs.
Right?
How did you know? On the subject of soap, we were talking about
the same night
soap.
I nonchalantly tried to be cool in the back seat.
Oh, that now.
Yeah.
Guys, you should use Joy soap. We use it on our boats to cover up oil spills. It works great. Better than any other soap on the market. Maybe we should go Joy instead of Dawn.
No, why doesn't Joy average? Dawn is cornered the market. They pretend like they care about baby ducks. I don't know if they do. And all the ducks they use in the commercials, hired actors.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. You'll see these ducks in all kinds of movies.
Okay, guys, on the subject of what was spilled. Guys, I spilled a bedpan full of, well, bedpan contents all over myself and maintained composure for the person I was working for to try to get out of the room at the same time without gagging. So spilled the entire bedpan of bedpan stuff. Guys, I work as a big box retailer unloading trucks. I listen to your show every morning while doing it. And today I was listening to Who Spilled What and thought, you know what? I don't have anything for that. Then 10 minutes later, I'm pulling a poorly double-stacked pallet of water and chunky soup out of the truck. It didn't make it. Massive amounts of bottles of water and cans of chunky soup all over the floor. It was an epic mess. The irony is all I could think of. I hope you're having a good one there. That's from Florida Man.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, guys, inherited a fairly new car from a relative. The catch? They spilled their colostomy bag between the seats a few weeks passing away. I am starving.
Was that you?
Yes, it was. They told you my stomach's been screwed up all day.
Wait, you got to ride us back. How do you spill your colostomy bag? Did they unattach it in the car?
I have never heard anybody have a strong hunger pain when talking about colostomy bags.
Well, Miles is different.
Miles, let's get you a snack, man. I feel bad.
Hey, guys, years ago, I was working my first shift as a waitress at my local strip club. I wasn't used to wearing pumps.
Nice.
Though they didn't serve alcohol, there was still a two-drink minimum. Large table, 10 or more well-dressed guys seated in my section. There was one guy who had his chair turned toward the dancer stage and had his legs spread, you know, just, I guess, letting him breathe down there. Well, I didn't see his feet, tripped on him, spilled my entire full tray of ice drinks in his lap. I explained that it was my first day. He explained loudly it was his birthday. He left, but his buddies had a good laugh. No tip, but still a nice bunch of guys. Thank you, guys. That from Kat.
Damn. Sorry, okay. Kat.
Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll get a contestant on the line, and then from there, you pick one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Hop Sing. Welcome to the men's room.
Black, final answer.
Hola.
Hola.
Hop Sing, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Excellent. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Here are your categories. We have the top 10 best superheroes of all times. With a recent poll there, they asked people who their favorite superhero is. We have the top 10. And then we have the 10 things that are the most unacceptable thing to wear to a nice restaurant. So the categories are clothing at nice restaurants and the top 10 best superheroes. Which way are you going to go? And your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, those are two tough ones. I'm not a big superhero fan, so let's go with the restaurant.
You're going to go with the restaurants, okay.
Yes.
Here's how much we hate dressing up. 40% of Americans in a new survey said that what they want to wear influences the restaurants they go to.
Sure.
In other words, if a place requires nice pants, screw it, I'm going somewhere else. 41% also said they feel pressured to look stylish when they do go out to eat. But here are the top 10 unacceptable things to wear at a nice restaurant, according to the survey. The way we play the game, you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Think of fashion and think about unacceptable things to wear to a nice restaurant.
My first thought is flip-flops, man. Do what you want. Or tank top or anything.
No, my first thought was flip-flops as well.
Flip-flops, huh?
Number one!
All right!
Oh, I love me some flip-flops, and I think this is the one that I'm guilty of the most.
What, the flip-flops?
Absolutely.
All right, well, like, nice, like, would you wear them to a steakhouse?
I have. But I sit at the bar. Right?
I mean, in the city.
Yeah. I thought it was acceptable, but apparently it's not. Okay. So you're one for one there. Flip-flops number one. What's your next guess?
Short pants.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Short pants.
Short pants.
Like shorts or like pants that are like shorts? Like
no, shorts.
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 Number four. Shorts are,
who the hell calls
them short pants?
Short pants. That's like saying pantaloons. I'm just wearing pants.
My grandmother calls them short pants.
Okay.
That adds up.
Okay.
Hard to get, I don't know, but maybe like a tank top.
Yep. That's where I'm going to, tank top.
Number six. Okay. These are the most unacceptable things to wear to a nice restaurant. You got number one, flip-flops, number four, shorts, and a tank top coming in at number six. There's seven possible responses remaining. What's your next guess on your guess is as good as mine?
Those are the easy ones. Now we're getting into it.
What about just like T-shirt?
Yeah.
Would a muscle shirt be separate from a tank top?
No, it's the same thing.
Okay, thank you.
Ted might have something with T-shirts.
Yeah, I think just a regular T-shirt probably, right?
All right, sure. Just a casual T-shirt.
Number 10. That is not the worst thing that you can wear, but out of the 10 things that you should not wear to a nice restaurant, that one comes in at number 10. All right.
Tennis shoes, maybe? I don't know, man. I have not seen a list, but if they got a problem with a shirt, maybe tennis shoes, isn't it?
How about we go from the female angle and say something like, I don't know, one of those tops that's...
Like a tube top? Not a tube top. What do you call that? We're just there.
Yeah. You're with me, Ted.
Yeah.
It's like a tube top, but it's called a...
No. No tube tops. Those are perfectly fine.
What's a fancy word for tube top now?
I only ever call it
a halter top. Is it?
No, that's something different.
A bralette?
Women have like eight names for things that we don't know. Like, this is not a shirt, it's a cardigan. I'm like, oh my God, how do you keep drag them all that?
Right, it's not a purse, it's a satchel.
Okay. I think, I'll give you a couple of hints here. I think very casual. Like
maybe just like baseball hats.
Think very, very casual here.
How about,
sweatpants?
Yeah, that sounds good, Brill. How about some sweat?
Number three. All right. You are halfway to home. Flip-flops, sweatpants, shorts, tank tops, and T-shirts. These are the things that are unacceptable to wear to a nice restaurant. You're halfway to home with one strike.
Ted might be right with the baseball cap. A lot of people are commenting baseball hats.
Yeah, I used to work at a place where we asked the gentlemen to remove their hats, and a lot of them were cranky about it. So, yeah, let's go baseball cap.
Number five, we used to work with a guy that about lost his crap at a place and asked him to take his hat off.
It got to the point, we just wanted to see the top of his head. We were actually going to buy him a ticket so we could go to the airport with him just to go to TSA to see what his head looked like. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I worked TSA, and we had a gentleman who just refused the other day, and he didn't get to go on his cruise.
Okay, I want you to think TSA, and I want you to think what the majority of women wear while traveling. That's the best clue I can give you.
Pajama pants.
Or Uggs.
It's somewhere in that ballpark.
How about, like, yoga pants?
Yes, number seven, leggings. That is correct. We're going to give you that one.
You can wear the tube top, but not the leg.
Correct. So far, you have gotten 7 out of the 10 things that they say are socially unacceptable to wear to a nice restaurant. Flip-flops, sweatpants, shorts, a hat, tank tops, leggings, and a t-shirt. There are 3 possible remaining answers. I will tell you this. One of them is one of the reasons that I would never let someone come into my place if it was an all-you-can-eat restaurant. Based on this one item. If I see them in this and I
suspenders.
Own an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
It's suspenders,
close
I'm telling
enough.
You.
Close, yeah?
That's my guess.
There's 2.
Yeah, cargo pants?
Something that allows you to eat a lot.
What are you thinking?
Okay, bro. Let's go with suspenders, bro.
Suspenders overalls at number 9. There are 2 remaining. We need 2 more guesses.
Gentlemen, we're getting down to it.
T-shirt number 10. Overalls, suspenders, number 9. Leggings, tank top, hat, shorts, sweatpants, flip-flops. 2 remain. 1 on your feet, 1 on your pants. Or legs.
Okay, 1 on your feet, 1 on your pants.
Sandals.
Sandals, tennis shoes, maybe like mesh shorts.
Let's go with very casual shoes, like tennis shoes, sports shoes.
No. One more guess.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. All right, let's go with, how about short shorts? Like, extremely short shorts.
Good call. Number 2 is sandals.
All right.
That is the number 2 faux pas. 8 is cargo pants.
Cargo pants.
There you go. On your guess is as good as mine. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
In 5 minutes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
And now... The Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
A complete list of rules available to you at mensroomlive.com. Rules that you have made throughout the years. And every once in a while, we'll take a little time to see if we can put some new rules into law. So away we go on Men's Room Rules. And this first one comes from our buddy Levi. And Levi listens down in Missouri. He says, I've learned this rule from someone I used to know. It stuck with me, and I've proven it to be true a time or two. The rule states, if you open the knife, you close the knife. The superstition is that if someone other than you opens and or uses your pocket knife, they have to close it, or the owner of said knife will be injured somehow by said knife at any given time. So it's based on superstition.
I mean, I don't know about the superstitious part, but even practically, I think that's the thing to do.
The only thing is, the person opening it might not know how to operate it. I've definitely opened a knife before and somebody said, hand that back for me because you're going to hurt yourself trying to close
it. Okay, now that's fair. That's fair because that is the owner of the knife saying, hey, you don't know what you're doing, let me take it. But if you do, he's like, man, God, I hate when it's happened to me too. Like, ooh, let me see that. And it pops open. Then I'm like, I feel kind of stupid. I don't know how to close this damn
knife. Like, I agree with his rule. I'm just saying it's tough because I've definitely opened a knife before and somebody's been like, you don't know how to close it, do you?
Right.
No.
But look, if it's within your ability to do, I believe that you should. Like closing my fridge door if you open it.
All right, we'll keep that one up for debate. All right, guys, countless times my game has crashed and burned in a sudden, devastating fashion because a guy I know walked up saying something like, hey, man, long time no see. And in front of said beautiful woman, one simply cannot say, bro, I'm trying to catch this action here. So my potential rule: no man shall interrupt another man's conversation with a beautiful woman. That comes our way from Jeff.
Man, it's hard to gauge. Like, if I see Tad is talking to someone, I'm not going to approach him. I'm just not going to bother you because I just make the assumption that's why it is. Now, if Ted sees me and says, oh, hey, meet my friend Carla. You go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know a Carla. She's pretty hot.
Wow, I just pulled that one out of thin air. I'm like,
I know
a Carla.
I kind of enjoy this.
I mean, I hear what he's saying.
Interrupting someone who is having a conversation with an attractive person.
I guess I just...
Because I know what they're up to.
But also, you have to make the assumption that your buddy has the same taste. Because I might roll up and be like, what's up, Ted? And say, it's my friend Carla. Man, I was trying to... And I go, oh, she's ugly to me. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know. You know, you don't know. You really don't.
I'm not going to pass that one. No man shall interrupt another man's conversation with a beautiful woman based on the fact that we have the rule that says any of these rules can be broken for the fact of comedy. And to me, this is just downright fun times with friends. Only with close friends.
Yeah, I would only do it
with
someone
close.
I've
also been stuck in some terrible conversations with some very attractive women. I probably could have used the lifeline.
If you have a potential men's room rule, just shoot us an email to themensroom at mensroomlive.com and make the subject men's room rules. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Mr. Jamie Andrade of Chicago, Illinois. Now, Jamie has been a member of the Illinois House of Representatives for the last 6 years and has been a longtime resident of the Irving Park neighborhood. I don't know much about it, but I guess it's a pretty cool hood. But that's also why Jamie, he recently addressed the Chicago Transit Authority about the subway stop at the Irving Park Blue Line Station. You'll be able to figure out why he was there. It's nicknamed Pigeon Poop Station. Apparently, the sidewalks outside of the station are covered in bird poop, feathers, and it's so disgusting that, like I said, the city of Chicago even calls it the Bird Poop Station. So he's on the news. He's doing a live interview and talking to the Chicago Transit Authority. And he's not being ticky-tacky. He just said, I have some ideas. And he was giving his ideas. And as he was talking to the reporter, a bird pooped on his head.
Oh, jeez.
As he's talking to the reporter explaining this, and keep in mind, he has a full head of hair, man. So he's doing a report. You kind of see something at the top of his head. His hand goes up. He's on the news. He's trying to be cool, but he goes, I think one of them just got me. And to me, I'm like, that is the perfect timing. If one, it proves his point. Two, it says the birds don't care. They've taken it over. But I guess they're redoing the station.
Yeah, that's their spot.
It is their spot. It's their spot, man. You got to let it go. And like, what is the city going to do? It's pigeons. Anyway.
Gas them.
We pour this and we drink this booze because
we think it's yummy.
Yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola. Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.